Brian Noonan, 720 WGN. This summer will mark the 50th anniversary of the Special Olympics. And as is fitting, the Special Olympics will be back in Chicago this summer, July 17th to the 21st, back where it all began 50 years ago. Joining me now, because there was a very cool event for the Special Olympics, groundbreaking the other day. Michael Benevente is the Special Olympics manager for the Chicago Park District. He joins me now on WGN. Michael, thanks for staying up. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Happy to be on. Thank you.
So the other night, everybody's watching the news, the other day actually, and there was a groundbreaking ceremony near Soldier Field for a very beautiful tribute to Special Olympics, the Eternal Flame of Hope. How did this come about, and when do you expect the Eternal Flame to be ready to brighten the skies?
We'll be lit on the actual anniversary of the first games on July 20th, and we're hoping it ends up being an inspiration for all to come and visit the city and start their own ideas of what they can do for us and with us.
And the artist is a local artist, correct?
Correct. Richard Hunt was commissioned again to do this. He already has one sculpture inside the stadium that was commemorated on the 40th anniversary. So now this one is going to be much larger, 30 feet, and it'll be basically the front door of the museum campus.
Okay, so it's right at the north end of Soldier Field there.
Correct.
Very nice. So for those who might not know, the Chicago Park, as I mentioned, the Special Olympics coming home because this is where it all began. How was the Chicago Park District instrumental in helping create the Special Olympics?
Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, as a Chicago Park District employee in 1965, started a community program just from people she knew in the neighborhood and needed to get their children involved, and there wasn't anything for them at the time. So by 1967, she had 100 participants, and she reached out to the Kennedy family and proposed the event.
And they, in what now seems very tough to get everybody to agree, she reached out, as you said, to the Kennedy. She reached out to the first mayor, Daley, and all of a sudden, the Special Olympics was born, and it is continued to this day. How excited is Chicago to get the 50th anniversary games back here?
Oh, it's going to be a great time. And, it'll start with unified soccer throughout the week at Toyota Park. We'll have a global day of inclusion, which will be a festival highlighting all that we do. There'll be a ceremonial torch run along the lakefront to light the eternal flame. And then it'll all be capped off with a great concert at Northerly Island.
When you look back 50 years ago, first Special Olympics, 1,000 athletes were here in Chicago. How many athletes are you expecting to be here in July?
It's really hard to say. Registration is open now, and we're hoping families register and we become a destination. But we have big, big plans of hopefully filling Northerly Island and, of course, hopefully to have, 30,000 people come through during the week.
Now, the Park District is involved year-round. What are some of the other ways that the Park District helps out with Special Olympics?
Again, it's our history. Again, with it being born in Chicago, and us being the largest Chicago Park District that has programming for Special Olympics, we have 22 full-time locations. Just these last 2 months, we've already had 24 calendar dates of competition. So we're all over the city. We go just about every weekend, and we have something for everybody.
And are these programs qualifying for the big events in the summer, or are these just year-round events that athletes can participate in, no matter if they're going to be participating in the summer or not?
Summer will be a ceremonial celebration, but the actual competitions, again, go on throughout the city all year long. We have over 80 calendar dates this year alone.
That's and what kind of events can people participate in?
Softball, bowling. We have team sports and individual sports. Our largest is track and field coming up in May. That's nearly 4,000 athletes compete during those days.
Very nice. And how closely does the Park District work with Special Olympics Illinois? I would imagine it's a constant communication, constant working together.
Oh, absolutely. The Special Olympics Chicago is a partnership of Chicago Public Schools. We are in over 150 school locations. We work very closely with the state area office here. Region D, it's called, for Special Olympics Illinois. And, of course, our grants are Special Children's Charities. So it's a four-headed monster that you know, last year we served over or just about 27,000 athletes throughout the year in all of our competitions.
That's amazing. 27,000 athletes, and we're expecting huge amounts this summer. Now, again, let's go back to the Eternal Flame of Hope. How did the idea for that come about?
Again, with us being the start of it all, it just makes good sense that a monument be erected just for us.
And so it's going to be. And the mayor didn't have any problem with something burning all the time. That's a wonderful thing.
There was a lot of talk of how to do it safely, and you know, again.
Well, how is
planning team?
How is it? What's going to be the flame? How is it going to burn safely? Do you know about the? Do you know anything about the design?
I'll leave that to the engineers. How
about that? There you go. But it is going to be lit. And you said you're planning on lighting it on July 20th, which is the anniversary of the very first Special Olympics here in Chicago. That will be unbelievable. And to have Justice Burke here to oversee it. And do we know anybody else, any other dignitaries, or is it too far in advance to give us the guest list of who'll be there for the big lighting?
I think it's safe to say that everybody that was at the groundbreaking will be at the actual lighting of the torch.
Very nice. Well, Michael, continue with the great work. Michael Benavente is the Special Olympics manager for the Chicago Park District. Again, the Special Olympics will be in town from July 17th to the 21st. The soccer tournament will be going on that whole week at Toyota Park. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then there'll be all the activities at Soldier Field, and the lighting of the brand new Eternal Flame of Hope will be on July 20th. If you want to go and watch the progress, is that now the ground has been broken, and do they have to wait for it to get warmer to start putting it together, or has that all started already?
No, the groundbreaking was just Friday, so I assume once the weather breaks, then construction season will be in full swing. So that's when they obviously have to get it up by July 20th.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Michael. Let's get on this. If we wait too long, you know how some of these projects go. Things take a little more time than people anticipate.
I hope it really brings an awareness, especially for the families and what we provide for them. I'm just so glad when I hear families come and speak with us and say thank you, and when they're part of a team, they're their own resources. They get the social network, so to speak, and there's so many teaching moments outside of the gym that our coaches are able to provide. So we're just happy to be there for the families.
It's a wonderful thing. The Special Olympics and the Eternal Flame of Hope will be a constant reminder and a beautiful symbol of all that is done with and for these athletes. Michael, thanks for taking some time tonight. We will talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
Take care. That's Michael Benavente. He is the Special Olympics manager for the Chicago Park District. All right, let's do this. Then there's more at 720 WGN.